Progressives ask networks to tape delay RNC. Risk of unfiltered disinformation too great. By Amy Furr on August 25, 2020. Progressive groups are asking television networks to delay airing parts of the Republican National Convention, RNC, until they can fact-check speakers' claims. As our nation battles the dual crises of systemic racism and the coronavirus pandemic, relying on the media for factual, life-saving information is crucial to the health of the American people and our democracy, the letter dated Monday read. The text was posted on the group Ultraviolet's website and signed by others such as NARAL Pro-Choice America, United We Dream Action, and Color of Change PAC. It was addressed to CNN Worldwide President Jeffrey A. Zucker, MSNBC President Phil T. Griffin, ABC News President James Goldstein, NBC Universal Worldwide News Group President Noah Oppenheim, and CBS Corporation President Joseph Ianiello. We need truthful information to stop the proliferation of disinformation that impedes the American public's health and safety, and our democracy, the letter continued. We recognize that you have a responsibility for the fundamental importance of giving equal time to both major political parties. But we request that you put the Republican National Convention's programming on a one-minute time delay, so that your network can actively fact-check and debunk dangerous disinformation in real time and stop it from spreading. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, and CBS have previously cut away or run fact-checks in real time during coronavirus briefings, and this should be no different. The potential risk of unfiltered disinformation emanating in real time, via your network, to millions of homes around the country, is too great. We know who the speakers at the convention will be, and an overwhelming majority of them contribute to the spread of dangerous disinformation every single day, the letter claimed. Amazon Prime Video did not offer viewers a live stream of the RNC Monday, although it live-streamed every night of the Democratic National Convention, DNC, last week, Breitbart News reported. The article stated, "The RNC blackout meant that Amazon Prime subscribers couldn't watch the first night of the convention through the Prime Video mobile app or through Fire TV devices." Breitbart News made multiple attempts to search for a primetime RNC livestream on Amazon but only found archived RNC footage from earlier in the day. Despite the pushback, C-SPAN's livestream of the RNC's first night got nearly six times more views than the DNC's first night, according to Breitbart News. The live stream garnered nearly 440,000 views, a major increase over the start of the Democratic National Convention that drew 76,000 views, the report concluded.